another year-end drive edition of Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
Welcome back to NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. I'm Randy Eccles along with Bea Bonner. And this is Community Voices and a chance to get to know your neighbors. But this is also the year-end drive where we raise the funds we need to keep the radio station on the air and give you the programming that you appreciate. So if you had the opportunity, if you haven't done it yet, go to nprillinois.org or call 206-9847 and make your donation today. We're thrilled to have as our guest for this segment one of our community advisory board members for NPR Illinois, and that's Mario Jimenez. Mario, welcome to Community Voices.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's an honor, really. I'm really happy to do anything for WES and NPR Illinois.
Thank you very much. Mario, just to get started, introduce yourself to the audience.
Thank you. My name is Mario Jimenez. I've been around Springfield for many, many years, since 98. I started working for the state around 2004. I graduated from UIS in 2010 with honors. I enjoy the community. I really love Springfield. I belong to the small community that decided to have kids in 2020.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I look forward to a bright future.
So you have a new little one. Is your first?
It's my second one. Yes, I do have a 3.5-year-old living with me that has not known what a classroom is yet. We're hoping that happens next year. But yeah, we were not hoping for something like this to happen in 2020.
So have you been finding things to do in the house, or how has that been working?
My 3.5-year-old runs the household. I just follow. She really does tear up the house, left and right. We have a 140-pound chocolate lab, and we have to protect him from her. So we do have a good time at home, and yeah, she does run the household. I just follow.
You talk about having a baby in 2020. That's a joyful thing. But with all the things that are going on, especially the virus, has that made it a different experience?
Well, of course. I mean, you always think of a child as a blessing, and you want them to do better than you. And you see the first year of their life having to deal with the pandemic. And you don't know what's going to happen in the future. It's certainly, and nobody can tell what's going to happen in the future. I take solace in knowing that I have listened to the radio before and listened to recordings. And, there's always a sense of urgency. There's always something that is going to turn the corner and is going to change things. So change is always happening. But, this time's a little bit different. And, we are... leaving our kids an earth that needs protecting, and hopefully a good place to, they can grow their kids.
It's been quite the year. You said you got to Springfield in 99, is that?
98. Well, yes, 99.
Okay.
I got to the United States in 98, and I came to Springfield in 99. I attended to Springfield College, Lincolnland, and UIS.
Sampling them all as you can. What drew you to Springfield?
My sister was here to begin with. She attended UIS as well. She was a great tennis player. She made the papers a few times here in Springfield. So we were able to come here with her.
And Mario, I see you have a whole bunch of different experiences from your time being in Springfield, but one that caught my eye was you actually being a radio host. Like, how was that experience?
Well, so when I was younger, I had a little DJ service. And through there, I was able to play Latin music around the area. In about 2 years into that, a friend of mine asked me if I was willing to take over his Latin show at 88.9, The Edge, the community, the Lincoln radio station. And it was the Latin hour. It was Wednesday nights. It was from 10 to 11, but you could hear it through the TV. And so there was a good audience and very receptive audience. They used to call all the time. I used to have a great time hosting that show.
So are you still doing some music? I see you have some instruments with you.
Well, music and sound has always been part of my life. I'm a wannabe artist. I really try. The talent doesn't ooze of me, but I do try. I plan to teach my daughter how to play the instruments, and hopefully she will pick up some of it. I would love to play with my daughter someday.
I'm trying to do the same thing with my daughter, and I think she's already laughed me as far as being able to play instruments and things like that go. So that's good, because I'm not a great musician by any means. But as we sit here now and we're all hanging out trying to stay safe, what do you hope happens when this is over? What would you like to see happen in the community?
Well, I really do hope that we all come out better out of this. I know that a lot of work will change. The way that we conduct business may change, but we have to remember that local businesses do thrive on our contribution, just like the radio station. I also want to hear more good news, good journalism, and that is important for me. I want to share that experience with my daughters. I want them to be a listener and a contributor to WUIS and NPR Illinois. I want them to be part of this community.
If you're like Mario, we're talking with Mario Jimenez here on Community Voices. If you're like Mario and you rely on good journalism and want your kids to be informed and your community for the future, now's the time. We are in the year-end drive, and you can go to nprillinois.org, or you can dial 206-9847 and make a donation. If you go to the website, nprillinois.org, it only takes a couple minutes. It's pretty simple, but it makes a huge difference. Listeners are our number one support out of our funding mix, and like Mario, it's important now, and it's important to the future. So we'd appreciate that.
Now, one thing I'd like to ask people that are especially on the advisory board, why did you decide to get involved with the NPR Illinois Advisory Board?
Well, when I had the opportunity to apply for the advisory board, I thought I would be a voice for my community. We're not very many in the area, and I want to make sure that whenever a voice is raised, it is heard, and I plan to be that for journalism and true news. I want to make sure that happens. I want to have a voice there.
What are some ways you think we can encourage more diverse perspectives, not even just in radio, but in the community?
Well, it's exploring different voices, right? If you try to put the microphone only in one area, then you're only going to get one perspective. Is perhaps switching that microphone, giving it another try, trying different aspects of the community. I think Springfield is rich. I think that they have a thriving music scene. There's so many musicians in the area. It's unbelievable. And there's a lot of talent there. And I'm sure that all those voices can be heard. There's a lot of artists in the area, but you have to have that courage to try to bring them to the scene.
Mario, what other passion do you have that you like to pursue?
I like to talk to people. I like to learn about other aspects of their life. I tend to have certain ideas on certain things. And I want to give that same aspect to other folks. So whenever I talk to people, I try to listen. I try to actively listen to them and learn. I think our time is precious, and you know we have to learn. I find that whenever I learn, I can't learn just for one area. I have to cluster learn. They call it. I think you have to learn from all kinds of things. But I find that you know one of the best resources I have is the radio. It's WUIS. It's unbelievable how much good information you can get out of just listening to the radio. I find that I have a richer life just listening to the radio.
Have you heard anything lately that's given you a sense of joy, something that made you happy?
Yes, I heard from the CEO of, Pfizer, who was telling us that we were going to have a vaccine, and he was telling us that we were going to have 25 million of them, and only half of them were going to be available to the U.S., and the other half was going to be available for the rest of the world. That gave me a lot of peace. I knew that there was something going on, and I knew specifics, and I knew from the horse's mouth. I was listening to the person that was right there. I find that really unbelievable about NPR Illinois. It brings the experts right there. The other day, I heard President Barack Obama on his first interview with his book. I believe it was right there on my radio. I find that historic in many ways. And it's available for free on your radio.
It's something that's helpful. And when people do make donations to support NPR Illinois, it helps the other folks who can't afford to do so, but really depend on it for information. For those of you who've already given, thank you so much. It makes a huge difference. And if you haven't yet, please consider doing so now at nprillinois.org or at 206-9847. I'm Randy Eccles along with B. Bonner. This is Community Voices, and we're talking to Mario Jimenez. Mario is one of our community advisory board members and a member of the Springfield community. Mario, are there some other people you've seen in the community who are doing stuff that we should know about? Some people who are making life better?
Well, I think that nurses is population that is not recognized enough. I think I can only think of how many nurses are away from their families, taking care of families of somebody else's. I see my family, and I feel very lucky to be around them, been able to protect them at least at home, and how many others cannot. I think that in Springfield, since we have such a large medical community, nurses should be recognized.
Have you been having to go into work, or are you working from home? How has that been?
Well, I can work from home. However, I choose to go to work. I have to have certain structure in order for me to focus, and being at home, it just doesn't really work. I do have a small office here, but you know, there's a lot of distractions that keep me from given my 100%. So I choose to go to work unless there is an emergency and they tell me not to. I stay at home and work from home.
It's a tough choice for everyone on how that works out best. We've all been learning how to work at home when we have to, or how to be safe out in the community when we have to go out there. I respect that that's a choice that you have to figure out things. Anything else, Mario, that you'd like to make sure people know about? Maybe did we miss something that you'd like to share?
WUIS is one of the treasures that Springfield holds. I think NPR Illinois is an awesome organization that brings us clear news, that brings us perspective. And I think that everyone should consider donating. I know that there's a lot of people out there that listen, but do not make a contribution. I encourage you to do it, especially now. If you are able to, any amount is sufficient.
Thank you to our guest on Community Voices for this segment, Mario Jimenez. Mario has been involved with the NPR Illinois Community Advisory Board, where he helps provide guidance for where we should go. You can find out more information on the Community Advisory Board by going to the More drop-down aspect on the menu at nprillinois.org. Also at nprillinois.org, you can click on the Donate button at the top right part of the website. And in about 2 minutes, you can take your credit card and make a donation to support the public radio that you appreciate. It's really important. Listener giving is ever more important because it's the largest part of our funding mix. So you can do it by going to nprillinois.org, or you can also call 206-9847 and they'll take your gift over the phone. We appreciate Mario being with us. B will have more guests coming, and all this week we're doing a special version, a year-end version, of Community Voices to help you get to know your neighbors, but also to help raise funds to continue to do Community Voices and the other things we do here at NPR Illinois.